Well, today is Tuesday, of course. That means new music releases. We got us some Britney Spears, some Bob Dylan covers. Thankfully not performed by Britney Spears.
You scared me so much there for a moment.
I know. Those are two names you don't generally hear used in the same sentence. Although we've got some Unfitney fans in the house, including our own Matt Martinez, who the most excited I've heard him get in the past year was when he actually did the new records online. He was very excited. Also, Kanye West has a mixtape out, which is not actually a tape, but a link on his blog. Here to talk to us about all that is Melissa Mayers, senior editor at Rolling Stone, who we like to think of as our little tour guide through the new music releases. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right. Well, Britney's back in the news for once, not for showing her hoo-ha or bad parenting skills. She's actually got a new record out.
She does.
Yeah. Let's hear a little
really?
Bit of it. Yeah, what a surprise. She's a singer. Right, of sorts.
It's been a long time since we've been reminded about that.
Let's hear a little bit of the piece of me. I'm Mrs. Lifestyle, the rich and famous. You want a piece of me. I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that Britney shameless. You want a piece of me. I'm Mrs. Extra, extra, it's just thin. You want a piece of me. I'm Mrs. She's too big, now she's too thin. You know, something happens to these singers where they become famous and then every song they write is about the trials of their own fame. Like No Strings Attached when it was NSYNC and it was all about being cut off from Lou Pearlman. Anyway, back to Unfitney. How's this record, Melissa?
Oh, I think it's great. And I think you're absolutely right on. I mean, but this is a strange thing for Britney because she really hasn't talked about her own life in the past. And obviously she's not writing these songs, but this is the first time that she's really voiced any true feelings about her life. There's a lot of references to the tabloids and how she feels about trying to take care of her kids at the same time that she's kind of not able to do that so well. And it's the first time it's really a self-referential record that she's put out.
I'm sort of distracted by all the sparkly production.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I love it. I love to hear what producers can do with a limited vocal talent, let's say. Are the producers the star of this record?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there's even a, you know, half-serious joke going around that some people believe that she's not even on some of these songs, that they've kind of, like, tweaked her voice so much that it could really be anybody. But
Melissa, let's hear just a little bit more of this for the sake of example here. The Philippines, they still go for pictures of their ear
in the magazine. Gwen Stefani, line three.
Wait, is that Roger Troutman from Zapp and Roger?
Diddy,
blow my thing. So is this a triumph? I mean, for Britney, is this a vocally a triumph at all, or is it just all production?
I mean, I don't know if it's a triumph for her personally, other than the fact that it's just a really solid, great album. She's working with Pharrell Williams and Timbaland and Bloodshy and Avant and just a really great, you know, the VIP list of producers. And there's some really excellent songs on here.
Did this change your impression of her at all?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's really a reflection of her. I think it's more a reflection of how her songwriters see her. And, you know, even the album cover looks like they're really scrambling to find photos of her. It just seems like she kind of wasn't around. But by virtue of the fact that she's still just kind of a beloved figure, you know, a lot of people are going to be interested in this record. And because the music is really great, I think it's going to sell really well. And I just think it's a great record.
Well, from the what some would say would be sort of pretty lowbrow depths up to rarefied highbrow air of Mr. Bob Dylan, formerly of, where's he from in Minnesota? I forget the town. It's a teeny tiny town in Minnesota.
Oh my gosh, and I lived in Minneapolis for a while. And
oh yeah,
I'm
right.
Blanking on the name.
Right. Allison is Googling it furiously.
Yeah. Anyway, his real name is Robert Zimmerman.
Bob Zimmerman of Minnesota, also known as Bob Dylan. There's a new biopic out about him called I'm Not There. There is a two-disc CD that has all these bands that I'm fans of, The Hold Steady, My Morning Jacket, Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Jeff Tweedy, Steve Malcolmus is on there, the list goes on. They're all covering Bob Dylan songs. And there's also an original bootleg of this Dylan song, I'm Not There. Let's hear a little bit of this here. All right, and so now here is the Sonic Youth version of that song. I I was in Seattle last week, and someone on the radio station there was a great station, KEXP, was playing the Steve Malcolmus song off of this record, and it was just like a Bob Dylan, note for note, Bob Dylan, like, karaoke.
Pretty religious.
Yeah, why do you think that is, Melissa? Why is it that when people cover Bob Dylan, they just, like, do an impression of Bob Dylan?
I think they are terrified of the man. But, you know, it's strange because you think if Bob Dylan was invited to do a Sonic Youth cover on a Sonic Youth tribute album, he would have absolutely messed with it as much as he possibly could. So it seems like the real spirit of Bob Dylan would be to totally deconstruct one of his classic songs, but not a lot of people do that on this record.
Having said that, do you like it?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's fantastic. There's a Jim James song that's fantastic. Steve Malcolmus does Ballad of a Thin Man, which is really great. There's only a couple times. Karen O'Track is not exactly what you'd think, but it's also kind of original. You know, she puts her voice on very Bob Dylan-esque music, and it's not necessarily a combination you've heard before.
The Pride of Duluth.
Yes.
Duluth.
Duluth. Thank you.
I can Google with the best of them.
That's right. Researching stuff on Wikipedia since 2007, the Bryant Park Project. Okay, so Kanye West released a free mixtape on his blog. Wait, Kanye has a blog?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny blog because it shows just kind of how he's on his own world. Sometimes he'll link to things that have been around for a really long time, and you wonder, like, how much connection he has. But, you know, it's kind of fun also to just get his voice, that you really do believe it's his voice on his blog.
Okay, this is from this mixtape. By the way, for 1 second, let's just say, mixtape now no longer has anything to do with a tape or a mix.
Sometimes it does.
But not in this case, right? Is he actually putting
out,
I mean, that's just, mixtape is, it started out as, you know, guys on the street would sort of put stuff on tapes, sell them out of the back of cars, and now it just means what? Anything that's not released through a major label?
Yeah, I mean, mostly things that aren't released through a major label, although sometimes major labels release them too, but basically you have a DJ, you know, putting together a bunch of tracks that from the artists themselves and from some other inspirations, and it's a good way to get a lot of names out there. Like on this Kanye remix, it has some, you know, guest spots from Little Brother, and, you know, you have a bunch of kind of smaller name rappers who it gets to introduce at the same time of letting Kanye do something that's not necessarily a studio record.
All right, well, let's hear some of Kanye with 50 Cent.
I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the orders, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy, I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wacky.
So overall, how is this? Wait, don't Kanye and 50 hate each other?
Well, that's the genius thing about this mix. I mean, Mick Boogie and Ninth Wonder put this together, but
they both put out
their records at the same time, and it's kind of great to have them, you know, hook up for this track when they're supposed to be fierce rivals.
Oh, it'd be like if Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik did it. Okay.
And rapped, which would be frightening.
And rapped and went, had a time machine, came back from 1984. Overall, is it a pretty good release?
Oh, it's fantastic. And it's there's a lot of great tracks where Kanye just talks about the record, which is kind of fun too, because he can't help himself but just, like, commenting on his commenting.
I love that. There's I think at the end of, I want to say College Dropout, his first kind of big record, I think he does this like 17-minute song where he just talks about breaking into the business.
Mm-hmm.
I showed up in New Jersey with a bed from IKEA. It's so great. It's like a little artifact of his life. It's so listenable. Anyway, but Allison has given me a look that says, get to this next thing, because I love this guy.
Oh, please. I love the band Gomez. Please, oh, please get
Ian
to this.
Ian Ball from Gomez has a soloed record out. It's called Who Goes There? Let's hear some of that.
You can bet your life on it. This couldn't happen.
Now, Matt Martinez is reminding us there are actually a couple singers in Gomez.
Yeah, let's point that out.
Kind of have lots of different, they have sort of two different sounds. This is Ian Ball's sound, I guess. What do you think of this record? I was loving that.
Oh, I think it's great. You know, he's been playing around L.A. for a while doing this, but this is the first time he's really put out a collection of his solo stuff. And Ben Ottewell, who's the other guy from Gomez, has put out his own record, so it's about time we have one from Ian Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian Ball, he did it himself, right? This is
he
not
did.
Through a label or anything.
No, he put it out on his own label.
He put it out on a mixtape.
Yeah.
It's
on Kanye's
him
blog.
And 50 and DJ Drama mixed it.
No. He did it himself, and, you know, he's been, you know, doing some production work for other groups, too, so he's pretty DIY guy who can put this stuff together on his own.
Melissa, what song have you been listening to on endless repeat lately? Maybe not even off this list.
Oh, gosh. Kanye's I Wonder, I guess, would be...
Is that off his new record?
That's off the new record. It's great. That's probably one of my favorite records of the year. I love the new Devendra Bonhart record. I've been listening to a lot of that.
Although he needs to seriously look up T-Rex.
Yes.
And see, he's ripping off Mark Bolan so hard.
Although, strangely, with talking about Bob Dylan, this record sounds a lot like the band, I think, that he's got kind of a different vibe to it, which I really like.
Well, Melissa, we always appreciate you joining us, bringing us up to speed on all the music, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
We're going to take it out with a little Britney for you. That was Melissa Mayers, senior editor at Rolling Stone. This is Britney Spears. Of me trying and pissing me off. Well, getting in line with the paparazzi who's flipping me off. Hoping I'll resort to some havoc, end up settling in court. Now, are you sure you want a piece of me? You want a piece of me?
Across the board, getting really good reviews. It's really kind of interesting.
She's a piece of something.
Yeah.